Hi, my name is Krista Kurt. I'm calling. My policy number is 601-051-7491. Lisa keeps lying and claiming that Integron never emailed my proof of insurance. I have an email with proof that my proof of insurance was emailed to me, and I'm trying to print it out. Last year, you guys emailed it to me. You also charged me an additional $2,500 this year for no actual reason except for this 18% increase bullshit. So the least you can do is email my proof of insurance to me. There's no reason you can't. And I have endless proof and email evidence that it was emailed to me last year. I even had the proof of insurance emailed to my Honda dealership from you guys. It was emailed. I have it in my email. So if you guys can please stop playing games and lying and claiming you've never emailed something to me that I literally have in my email proof that you emailed to me last year and gaslighting me after charging me an additional $2,500, I would really appreciate it. It's not difficult to send me an email. The people I live with, they throw away my mail. The people throw away my mail. They steal my mail. And so I don't always have my mail. Okay? So if you can just email it to me, like I'm emailing my registration from the DMV so I can just print it out and have it so I don't have to worry about anyone stealing my mail. You guys never had a problem emailing it to me before. You're also charging me an extra $2,500 for no good reason this year. So I believe you should have no issue doing what you've always done, which is emailing me my proof of insurance, because I have evidence of that in my email, right? I have evidence that you emailed me last year, my proof of insurance, effective date 10/11/2024, expiration date 10/11/2025. I literally have the proof that you emailed me by proof of insurance last year. So I don't know why you're lying and claiming they've never done it when I literally have evidence. You're gaslighting and you're lying and you're overcharging me. And you don't get to charge me an additional $2,500 and then refuse to send me a simple fucking email. I'm really not understanding what's going on right now. And this is abusive. And this is seeming illegal and almost like a lawsuit. Because why are you charging me an extra $2,500 and now you're lying about emailing me my proof of insurance? I'm telling you that the people I live with steal my mail and throw it away. You should have no problem with that situation understanding. You should have no problem regardless emailing it to me, because anytime I've ever asked you to email it to me before, you've always have. I have evidence of that in my emails. I literally am looking at the emailed proof of insurance that you sent me last year. So for you to lie to me in email and claim you've never done that after taking an extra $2,500 from me for no good reason other than your 18% annual bullshit increase for you to line your pockets and your commission, you're going to make commission off me and then refuse to send me an email proof of insurance, and I'm telling you what I'm dealing with. I have health issues. Yes, I told you I'm in New York. My mother just died. My father is sick. But I still do get mail there. And there's six people living in the house that I get mail at in New Jersey. And they steal my mail and throw it away, which is why I do prefer my things to be emailed so I can keep them to myself and print them out so they don't get lost. That shouldn't be hard to understand, especially when you're taking an extra $2,500 from me for no actual fucking reason. So I don't know why you would lie and gaslight and claim you've never emailed me when I literally have evidence in my fucking emails of you emailing me. That is the stupidest thing you could ever do. So please and thank you if you can email me. And now that I'm trying to email you guys, it's suddenly not going through after I sent the email. It says, I'll be out of the office from Friday, November 7th, and return on the 11th. I need my proof of insurance email because I got pulled over by the police and I did not have it with me. Any other time I ask you guys if you can email to me, you've always emailed it to me with no problem. I literally have the evidence. I'm literally looking at the email proof of insurance from last year. So you're not going to lie and gaslight me and make my life extra difficult because you're fucking abusive and you're weird and you don't like me and you want to be weird to me. That's what this is. You're being weird and you're being abusive and you're being nasty. You're being vindictive. You don't get to take an extra $2,500 from me and then charge you an extra $200 a month and then tell me you can't even email me a simple proof of fucking insurance. That is sadistic and weird. And we're going to have some problems because you guys are giving me problems. We're going to have some problems. I'm not above having to take this legally. I'm really not. I'm at the point where I'm really not, because I see what you guys are doing. You didn't have to charge me the extra $2,500. You robbed me, you scammed me, and now you're refusing to email me my proof of insurance. I'm telling you my situation and why it would be a lot better if you could please email it to me. And knowing what I'm telling you, you're still refusing to do it. That is fucked up. And then you're blatantly lying and saying you've never done